Congressman Frank.
Thank you. Some of the people from New Bedford, which is so important, weren't able to get down because of the weather. I think they're the ones who aren't fishermen, because, you know, the weather doesn't stop fishermen. It stopped a few of us dignitaries. I like being called a dignitary. I got to work on my dignity, but being called a dignitary kind of gives me a head start. People say, I don't like to say I told you so. That's a lie. Everybody likes to say I told you so. I find as I get older, it's one of the few things I can do without having to take a pill before, during, or after. So I'm all for saying I told you so when I can. And I voted against the renewal of the Magnuson Act precisely because of this rigidity. And I understand people saying we don't want any timelines, but we've got to be realistic. That's not something we can accomplish. But we can say, let's be realistic, and let's first of all throw out the assumption that regulators have to tell fishermen how important it is to have fish 10 years from now. The fishermen have more of an interest and more of an understanding in keeping the fish around than the people who are regulating them. It's absolutely backwards. Secondly, let's point out that the people who have been administering this law have been breaking it, not simply in the way in which enforcement has gone forward, but that law does say that the economic impact on fishing communities has been taken account, and they are in violation of that law, and they don't pay any attention to it. We've had many examples in the fishery that I'm representing, along with my colleague John Kinney is here, the scallop fishery of New Bedford, Fairhaven, Augusta, where the fishermen were right and the regulators were wrong. Now we have, and John Kinney took the lead in this with some others, in exposing the abusive enforcement. I have to say this. I wish, because I'm on the Financial Services Committee, I wish the federal government had treated some of the people in the financial industry as harshly as the nymphs has treated the fishermen. They got it backwards. They have it absolutely backwards. And I'm glad that this is a truly bipartisan coalition, and it goes up and down the coast, and it isn't just our coast. And I'm also very pleased that the recreational and commercial fishermen are together here. We are determined to fix this law. And by the way, I want to tell some of my friends who worry about some other aspects of this. One of the things we're told is we ought to combat obesity and promote healthy eating.
Right.
Make it more expensive for people to catch and bring in fish. And you undercut any effort to promote healthier eating habits. You can't raise the price of fish. And so let's understand that. So I appreciate the effort here. I am encouraged by it. We are going to fix that law. Thank you.
I like a guy who speaks his mind, huh?
Yeah.